This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members at a midwife training center were killed. It happened in an attack. Gunmen stormed the facility in the city of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, fought security forces for several hours. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but recent similar attacks, however, have been claimed by the Islamic State group. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied throughout Russia to protest plans to substantially hike the age at which Russian men and women can receive their state retirement pensions. AP's Zaria Shackley has our report.
A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 attended a protest in Moscow that was called by the Communist Party. A similarly large crowd gathered in Yekaterinburg to protest, and demonstrations also reported in large cities, including Rostov-on-Don and Volgograd. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has given its first reading approval to a measure that would gradually raise the pension ages from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. Protesters have called for a national referendum to be held on the issue before the parliament considers further readings of the bill. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Somalian and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume their diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. Decision made during a summit in Asmara where the two leaders met. The nations had not had diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years, and they are scheduled to continue their talks later today. People of Somalia going to the polls today to determine whether to grant a second term to their president, and Zimbabweans casting votes on Monday in the first election since longtime leader Robert Mugabe was forced to resign. This is VOA News.